Blog Talk Radio. Beautiful souls, and welcome to the Compassionate Light Healing and Guidance Show. I'm your host, Catherine Hahn. And for those who are tuning in for the first time, thank you so much for tuning in and welcome. And for those who are new to me, my name is Catherine Hahn, and I'm an angelic energy healer as well as a spiritual teacher and coach and an angelic channel. So, welcome, and I am coming to you from a little bit foggy of a day in Grafton, Wisconsin, but it's been a wonderful weekend that we had, and so I hope you also had a wonderful weekend as well, wherever you are tuning in from. So, if you would love to speak with me about the energy that you've been feeling, or the topic that we just ended, or the topic that we're going to be talking about today, or if you'd like some guidance on what it is that you've been going through, or you would like to receive some guidance on what is coming, please be sure to give me a call at 714-816-4628, and don't forget to press 1 on that keypad. You can also tune in with me today by going to psychictalk.net/Facebook. So if you are on Facebook right now doing some things on there and you just happen to be on, be sure to tune in with us and to listen in our Facebook group. So you can do that there. And you can also ask questions in our simulcast as well. All right. So this week is going to be an interesting week, let's just say. So we have Archangels Raphael as well as Archangel Gabriel stepping forward for us for this week's energy. And this week is going to be about healing as we go about the week. So what I mean by healing is there's going to be a lot of things that come in from your past that are limiting beliefs that are going to kind of hold you back from being able to step out of your comfort zone. And that's going to kind of keep you from being able to understand with clarity what it is that your next step is in order to really be able to step into your purpose as well. So it's going to be important for us to do some healing around those things. So if there's any frustrations that come in or any worries or fears or doubts that come in, to know that those emotions are not who you truly are. We're meant to be in those feelings of joy and happiness, in those vibrations. And so if you are worried about anything, or if you feel the fear or doubt about yourself that's coming in because of what you're being asked to do when it comes to your next steps, to tune in with Archangel Raphael, because he's going to be able to show you where it stems from and how to see it in a new way, in a new perspective, so that you can understand that you can do it, that you are meant to do it, and that you know, you are good enough and you are worthy. And so to tune in with Archangel Raphael, also Archangel Gabriel steps in as well, because as we are asked to do this healing work so that we can let it go, so that we can really step into our purpose, we're going to be asked to either do some journaling around it or speaking your truth, sharing what it is that you are going through, sharing what it is that you are experiencing so that you can receive those aha moments and that you can understand what it is that really needs to be shared so that you can get this old stuff out, the old energy out, and get the new energy flowing through you so that you can have your intuition flowing. You can also have this new energy flowing so that you can be in a higher vibration that you're meant to be in. So, you know, as we speak our truth, as we share those experiences that we go through, many times we get the lessons that we need to learn as we share our experiences, as we share what it is that we are going through, or even sharing those experiences because someone is needing to hear that, needing to hear what it is that you've been through and the lessons behind it, so that they can also be able to understand what it is that they need to see when it comes to lessons for themselves and what resonates with them from your story, from your sharing. And so that is going to be this week's energy. So, you know, if you are feeling any type of emotion that's not aligned to who you are in any area of your life, whether it's with a job and career and finances, or when it comes to love, your love and relationships. And so, you know, as you go about this week, if there's any frustrations that come in, if there's any worry or fears that come in that is from ego, it's then going to be important for us to step back and then, you know, tune in doing some meditation or picking up a piece of paper to do some writing to understand where it comes from, where is this stemming from, so that you can clear it, so that you can move forward and let it go, so that you are able to move forward in your purpose, move forward in achieving those goals that you're meant to achieve, and to really just be able to be in alignment to who you are. So that is what is going to be coming in for us this week. And so, you know, when it comes to healing, there's going to be experiences, there's going to be opportunities where you can do that healing work, where they'll show you, the divine will show you those areas where you need to do that healing in order for you to really move forward, in order for you to really let that go, those fears and doubts, so that you understand your power. And as we enter 2020, that you're going to be able to leave that behind, leave those fears and doubts behind that are not meant for you to take with you into the new year. So I encourage you to do this healing work, because as we do this healing work, then we're able to, you know, not have to revisit it when we do enter 2020, which is only a couple of weeks away, which is crazy, I know. It just seems like this year has flown by. And so I encourage you to do that work, especially, you know, last week we were shown to do a review of this year, a review of you know, where, how far we've come from January of this year all the way to now to see. And as we do this review, many times we see those things that we need to let go of because it's not in alignment to who we truly are anymore. And then also those things that come in that really feel, you know, those emotions come back, those emotions of frustrations, of anger, of worry, of fears that come back as we remember those things of what it is that we've been through. That's what we need to take to in order to revisit and to heal those things. So yeah, I encourage you to do that this week, to tune in and ask the angels, what is it that I need to heal in order to really move forward? Because you don't want to take it with you into 2020 so that you can really move forward into what it is that the divine is showing you on what your purpose is, your bigger picture. You know, we just recently had 11-11, and with that energy, it's about manifesting and dreaming big. And so when we dream big, we were thinking about those things that we want to achieve, those things that we're passionate about doing in our lives so that we can help others, so that we can help ourselves and our families and in a bigger way. And so, you know, thinking about those things that we were envisioning and those things that we want to come into fruition, that, you know, especially when it comes to stepping out of our comfort zones, many times we get those fears and doubts, you know, those doubts about ourselves, that, you know, and our ego telling us that we're not good enough in some way because of those things that we need to heal from our past. So it's going to be really important for us to do that work, to really look into it and to really dig into it so that we can heal it and then be able to let it go, be able to take those lessons and not have it affect us so that we can step out of our comfort zone, so that we can move forward into our purpose and really be able to live a life that is, you know, in joy and happiness that we're meant to live. So doing that work is going to really help us to move forward and do those amazing things that we're meant to do. And year 2020 is going to be a great year for many of us, especially after we've done all this work in 2019 on the limiting beliefs that we've had and on those on the growth that we've had, and taking that growth now and to then be able to go on a new level on our journey to be able to really do those things that we're being called to do. So that is the energy of this week. So as we progress forward, we are, you know, like I mentioned, we are almost at the end of 2019 in a couple weeks. And so, you know, doing this work, seeing what it is that the angels are showing you will really help us to really just be able to do those things that you're meant to do. And it's going to be an amazing year for so many of us. And it is so exciting. You know, I just remember last year we were getting ready for 2019. And, you know, when it came to 2019, it's a year of three, which was also a year of communication. So now I'm not surprised that Archangel Gabriel is stepping forward for us this month when it comes to communication, because this month this year has been about communicating and sharing our truth and sharing those experiences that we've been through so that we can really help others to be open, to help others to see what it is that they need to see within themselves. And as we do that, see those things that we need to see within ourselves and what it is that we're meant to do. So next year is going to be amazing. And so I'm excited. In a couple of weeks, I will be sharing about what to a preview of year 2020. So, you know, stay tuned for that. So if you'd like to talk to me about the energy that you've been feeling or what you've been learning about yourself, about, you know, that has to do with the energy or anything, you know, when it comes to needing guidance, be sure to give me a call at 714-816-4628. And don't forget to press 1 on that keypad. All right. So today, We are going to be starting a new series on the heart of service. And so, you know, this came to me from the angels because this month, you know, when it comes to the month of December, you know, it's about giving. And yes, you know, you may hear that phrase a lot, a season of giving, especially when it comes to the holidays. But a lot of that has to do with this energy that we're in this month. You know, last week and the week before, I had mentioned that the energy was about doing that review and then seeing all the things that we have to be grateful for, and how much abundance that we've had throughout the year. And so as we do that review, as we revisit and see what it is that we've been given and how much we've been given and how much we've been provided for, because of that, then it's now time for us to give. And giving doesn't have to be about giving money or giving when it comes to materials. But giving is also about giving of your time and your energy. So, you know, many times, you know, with Christmas around the corner, we're always thinking about what it is that we could buy to give other people. But also we need to think of it this way. What is it that we can give of ourselves to others? And so, you know, whether it is money or whether it is materials that you have, but, you know, if you are saying, okay, I don't have anything that I could give, but yes, you do. You know, we all do. We are always provided in many different ways. And it's not always with money, but we're provided with things that people are able to give to us, the energy that others give to us as well, and their time and their teachings and really showing us what it is that we need to see. And so that's all part of energy and time that people are giving to you. And so this month, it's about really giving of ourselves in other ways to really expand that mindset that giving is not only about money and materials, but also giving of our time and of our energy. And so, you know, I want to encourage all of us to think about who it is that we can, you know, call, or who it is that we can spend some time with that could really use that, that could really use someone to just be there, or someone to just be able to listen to what it is that we're going through, what it is that you know, they may need. So it could just be, you know, just you being there and, you know, interacting with them, whether talking with them or playing games with them or just spending some time with them. You know, that is all they may need. And so, you know, if, for instance, if you are being drawn to call someone that you may not have called in a while, or if you are being drawn to, you know, go somewhere to, you know, whether it's, say, a nursing home, you know, to spend some time with the elderly there, to, you know, just listen to the stories that they have and to just be there in person, to just kind of be in the presence, you know, those type of things, to give in that way. Or give up your time, whether it's, you know, working at, volunteering your time at a shelter, or, you know, when it comes to a food bank, you know, those type of things is also giving of our time and giving of our energy. So, you know, during this month of December, I encourage all of us to think of other ways to really be able to give, because we have been given so much. We've been provided so much. And all the abundance that we've seen throughout the year that has been, given to us. And so, that is what, the angels and the divine are showing us when it comes to this season of giving. Yes, it's great that, you could give money to charity or you can give money to a shelter. But, a lot of times we forget that giving our time is as important to do as well. So I would love to know how it is that you're giving this season. I would love to know how it is that you're giving of your time, of your energy, and also using your gifts as well. Last month we talked about gifts, your clairs that you have, the feelings you get of people, if you feel sadness or happiness of someone else, or, being able to see where you know that you're needed somewhere, that you need to go somewhere, and you see that using that gift. Or, when it comes to your knowing, just having this feeling, this knowing that you have to be somewhere, or you have to call someone and reach out because they need to listen, or they need someone to talk to. So using your gifts, using those gifts that you have, that expanding to be able to be there for those in need, to be there for those who could really use your presence and your energy and your time. So, it doesn't have to be physically, it could be, whether it's online, if you have a community that you belong to on social media. Also, don't forget, if you have a family, you're there, for your family. So, giving up your time that way and having that exchange, because, when it comes to our energy, it's important to have a balance. So if we are receiving all the time, we're going to be out of balance unless we also give as well. And so, I encourage you to find different ways to be able to give to different people and really show, we're showing the universe and we're showing the divine as we give that, we are grateful for all those things that we've been giving, so we're going to give. And as we give, there's going to be more abundance that comes our way. When it comes to manifesting, when it comes to those things we want to come into fruition, we're able to, really, as we give, our mindset changes. We get this, we get a positive mindset that goes. And as we do that, our perspective changes. And as our perspective changes to that positive, then we're telling the universe, we're telling the divine that we want more of this, and not focusing on those things we don't want, which, when we focus on those things that we don't want, we're actually telling the universe that we want more of the things that we don't want. And so when we are able to change that mindset to the positive, and when we give and give with our whole heart, then we're able to really switch that mindset so that, we can get that energy flowing, that we can get that abundance flowing to us. So, I wanted to encourage all of us to do that this month. And we're going to talk about more about this heart of service. And when it comes to this heart of service, the angels, wanted me to share this and wanted me to do a series. But I didn't quite understand how I could talk about this within a few weeks, but they've been showing me as well that it's about those things that we need to share as well when it comes to our experiences, and those things that we're learning. And that's also part of giving, and that's part of the service that we do, especially when it comes to like our network, you know, Psychic Talk Network. You know, we're here as hosts in giving and really sharing those things that we've been through and the lessons that we've learned so that others can, you know, who are, especially if they are just awakening, to be able to see how the divine works, how the universe works, and how it is that we, you know, can help you to see those things that you're meant to see and to be able to open up to all the possibilities that you have, all the opportunities that you have that is being shown to us from the universe. So, you know, that is pretty much what it is that I'm here to share when it comes to this heart of service. And we all have this heart of service, and we all can do that. So, so if you'd like to talk to me about how you're serving, how you're giving, be sure to give me a call at 714-816-4628, or you can go to psychictalk.com. .net/Facebook if you're on there to share with us there in the comments on what it is that you're doing as well. And then I'm going to actually take a few calls. So if you are listening and would like to receive some guidance, be sure to call me as well. And don't forget to press 1 on that keypad so you can be live on air with me as well. All right, so let's go to our caller here. Let's see, area code 845. Hello, caller. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, thank you so much. Hi, my name is Katie, and I'm in New York.
Hi, Katie. How are you?
Good, good, thank you. I was really relating to your story of service and all the ways we can be of service. And even just today, I don't know if I may share.
Yes.
Thank you. Yes. I was just sending love to ancestors, you know, for things that they might have gone through that, you know, they never really shared with us. So just like, you know, I feel like even that can be important and received and of service.
Yes, that's wonderful.
Excellent. Thank you. And I do have a question, too, if you don't mind, please.
Sure.
Thank you. I'm supposed to be starting a project this week with a man, a work project, and he's a Cancer. And I was wondering if you see us starting on time, if the project will be successful.
I do actually see some things that are coming in that may delay it a little bit. Yes. But it's something that's not quite in your control. So there's some things that still needs to be done in order for it to move forward. But you know, I want to encourage you to call on Archangel Raphael as well as Archangel Gabriel, because it does have to do with some communication. There may be some miscommunication going on that he is maybe not quite understanding what it is that you're looking for, and so. You know, to call on Archangel Raphael, and I don't know if you're feeling that as well. Is that
Yeah, he is a little bit hard to communicate with. He's a little bit stubborn, you know, so I don't, you know, like want to throw the whole thing away. Like, I do feel there's some potential there, but he's a little bit, yeah, like you said, a little communication, a little bit stubborn.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, call on Archangel Gabriel, and he'll be able to show you how to communicate it so that he can understand what you're trying to say. And at first, it may seem as if he gets kind of defensive, but you have to remember that that's not about you. That's something that he's frustrated on his part because of different things that he's going through in his own life. So when he's not able to and he gets frustrated or angry, to remember that it's not because of you. It's not your fault in any way. Whenever it comes to a relationship, even this type of relationship, we have to see it where if someone else is angry, it's because of a healing that they need to do on their end. But if it's something where you're getting angry and you're getting frustrated, there's healing that needs to be done on your end as well. So to look at it that way when you go into it, and to, be sure to call on Archangel Gabriel to help you through this as you talk to him, as you try to show him, and to really speak from your heart. Don't hold anything back. And that doesn't mean that you should, just say something like in a way that may come off as rude, which I don't think that would from you. But to, be able to show him everything that's been bottled up inside, to bring it all out. Okay?
Wow. Okay. Thank you. Thank you. I really appreciate it.
You're very welcome. I hope you have a wonderful week.
Thank you. You too. Happy holidays. Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. So, when it comes to, and, just like Katie here had mentioned about, being grateful for her ancestors and thinking about others in that way, we are also giving as well. And so, whenever you feel this urge, or you feel as if within your heart that you have to send out that gratitude and send out that love, I want you to know that that's also part of giving. That's part of that service. When we if you are doing gratitude journaling, and if you're doing this gratitude practice, especially like, for instance, if you're waking up and as soon as you wake up, you are, being grateful for what it is that you have, then sending out this love to others, sending out your energy to others, just know that you are giving in that way, that you are giving, and that's part of giving. So, I want us to remember that is also giving of our energy and giving of our time when we send out the love, because energy is, it's not tangible, but when we are able to just sit and to think about those people that we love, send out that love, send out light to others, that is, we're doing so much in that way too. We're giving in that way too. So I want us to really be able to think of it that way as well as you give. So if you would like to share with me what it is that you've been doing, what it is that you've been doing to give, especially when it comes to your energy and time, I would love to hear that. So and I'd love to hear what it is that you are doing. So be sure to give me a call at 714-816-4628. And don't forget to press 1 on that keypad. All right. So let's go ahead and take a few more calls. So let's see.
Yeah,
area code 9. Hello, area code 914.
Hi. Hi, my name
Hello.
Is Maria. Hello. How are you?
Good. You said
Hello?
Your name is Maria? Yes.
Yes.
Hi.
Yeah, I call it from New York.
Hi. So how are you today?
Thank you. I wanted to ask you, my daughter worked with a lady, the name is Melissa, and they're supposed to send a contract or someone deposit the money. You think you're going to send it soon?
Can you say that again? I didn't quite catch it.
My daughter, she worked
yes.
with the lady, Melissa. And Melissa said
okay.
to my daughter, before Christmas, there was sent the contract and some deposit with the money. We're going to get it? What do you think?
So someone, a person named Melissa is supposed to give your daughter
yeah.
money?
A contract for work.
Oh, okay. So a contract for work. So she did some work for someone, for Melissa, and
right.
she's wondering about the money. Okay.
Right.
I just wanted to be clear. Okay. So
yes.
When it comes to this type of situation, I actually do need to kind of talk to your daughter on this. But what I can tell you is that, you know, things will happen in time. So not right away, but what I do see is that there are some things that need to be healed when it comes to money, when it comes to healing around those limiting beliefs around money. So I mean, I want to encourage you as well as your daughter to call on Archangel Raphael, and he'll be able to show you those things that need to be healed when it comes to those situations about money, because as you release the blocks that come in of any fears and doubts and any worries about money, you know, and we're able to heal them, then we're able to receive that flow of abundance that we're meant for. So, you know, to know that it's coming, it's just you have to trust in that divine timing for her to receive that, and to help, you know, have her really tune in with Archangel Raphael, because he's going to be able to show her as well as yourself what it is that you need to do in order to heal that block. So I hope that makes sense.
Yes, thank you very, very much.
You're very welcome.
You.
I hope you have a wonderful week.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye. God bless you.
Okay, bye-bye. All right. Okay, so if you would like some guidance, you know, be sure to give me a call at 714-816-4628, and I would love to help you with any guidance that it's coming in for you, any channeled guidance that is coming in when it comes to what the angels are showing me for you. And I would love to be able to share that. Also, you know, if you would like to share what it is that you've been doing in order to really give, you know, give of yourself, give of your time, and how you're serving in a way that you're meant to serve. And so, you know, and like I had mentioned, you know, really sharing that and sharing your experiences and sharing your truth really helps you to really be able to see more of what it is that you need to do, what it is that you're receiving when it comes to your next steps, and really to be able to step out of your comfort zone. And so for me recently, you know, when it comes to what it is that I'm meant to do and what it is, how it is that I'm meant to serve, you know, recently I started another radio show on a different network because that was what came to me. So I had this opportunity where this person contacted me, and so we, and everything just was in synchronicity, because I was meant to really share, you know, in a bigger way. And that is, you know, part of my bigger, you know, purpose, to be able to share those things that, you know, I'm meant to share from the divine to a bigger audience. And so, you know, when I was able to say yes to the opportunity, there was a lot of abundance that came in, a lot of synchronicity that came in when it comes to alignment, and when it came to what it, you know, different people coming in into my life that is an alignment to what it is that I'm meant to do. So one of those things, and I've mentioned it before on the show, is that I am writing a book, and this book has to do about teaching others of using my experience and using my life's journey to really be able to teach others about those things that that others need to see about themselves. And so as I opened up to this new show that came in, that's when I was aligned to the right people to be able to meet with other authors, and meeting with publishers and editors, and everything just, you know, when it came to the abundance of being provided for, it wasn't always, you know, about money. It wasn't on, you know, it wasn't, you know, money that came in when it came to the abundance, but the right people, when it came to being open, meeting the right people, talking to different people that, you know, have been going through the same thing I've been going through, but also being able to get a bigger audience as well, you know, onto my, you know, social media pages, so that I can help even more people, and not just on the radio. And so when we do a serve and if we do those things that, you know, we're being called to do and really step out of our comfort zones, that's when all of this abundance comes in. And sometimes it's money, right, that comes in as well, but all in other ways that is going to help you with your purpose and with, you know, that life's journey that you're meant to do. And so, you know, I encourage all of us to do that healing work so that you can get that clarity that you're meant for, to understand what it is that you're meant to achieve, what it is that you're meant to create in order to make that impact in this world. Because as we step out of our comfort zones and say, yes, we are going to take that opportunity that the divine brings us to take that next step, that's when they show us with different people that come into our lives, you know, when it comes to all those things that we need in order to achieve our goals, in order to step into our purpose. That's when all of that comes in. And so I encourage all of you and all of us to really do that. You know, if we are being shown to, even, you know, it may seem like a small thing, whether it's to, you know, connect with someone you haven't connected with in a long time, or whether it's even family to reach out to, or, you know, going someplace to serve in a way that, you know, whether it's helping with food, passing out food, or helping, you know, in a shelter, or even, you know, at a school or at a church or any of those places that are really in need. And you're really being drawn to that, and you feel that you really need to do that. When we do that, we are provided for. We are then shown what our next steps are. And as we keep following those steps, as we keep saying yes to what the divine is showing us, then we're able to really get closer to those goals. And the abundance, that flow of abundance just opens up. And so, you know, I really want to encourage all of us to do that this week. First, to do that healing this week. If there's any fears and any doubts that come in, to do that work around that. Because sometimes, even when it comes to serving others, when it comes to giving of our energy and time, there can be fears that come in, you know, doubts that come in saying, you know, you're not good enough. You know, you can't do it. You're not able to do it. But we have to remember that we can do anything that we truly want. We can do anything, and we're capable of doing anything that is something that we are passionate about, that we truly want to achieve. And we are able to do that. We are those amazing souls, you know, able to do anything that we truly want. So to remember that, and then to do that healing work and changing that story, being able to, you know, tell yourself that you are able to do anything. You know, anything is possible. And then, you know, as you do that work, as you do the healing around those fears and doubts that come in, then we're able to really step out and serve in the way that we're meant to serve and give as, you know, as we are meant to give. You know, and this also reminds me of when I first started going live on Facebook. So on my page, I go live at least once a week. To do channel guidance, as well as to do the energy of the week, like I do on the show. And so, you know, I started my journey on going on Facebook Live last year in November. And it was a fear that was like no other. Like, I was so afraid to go live. I knew that I was meant to help. I knew that I was meant to serve in many different ways. And one of the ways was to go live, to be able to reach a new audience, to be able to help them, and to be able to show what it is that the divine wanted them to see. And for me to be able to do that, I needed to do healing around that. I needed to be able to heal my fears and my doubts that I had about myself. You know, I had that mind chatter telling me that I wasn't good enough, that there are so many different things wrong with me, and that I couldn't speak that way. Or, you know, all these different fears, all these different doubts that came in, and all these worries that came in. But as I did this healing work, as I, you know, tuned in and, you know, was shown that I could do anything that, you know, I truly wanted to do, and this was part of that purpose, that I needed to trust and have faith that, you know, going live was going to be an amazing experience for not only myself, but for others, and to help others in a bigger way. And once I did that healing, and once I was able to really let go of those fears, and, you know, I do have to say that, you know, a lot of those fears did go away as I worked with Archangel Raphael, but as I kept trusting and believing by going live, you know, they were able to show me even more and more through all the people that entered into my life as I was channeling, as I was sharing on live, as well as the things that people were mentioning and what is that they were sharing. That's when more of those fears went away and those doubts went away. So, you know, sometimes those fears do not completely go away before you step out of your comfort zone. But they do, what Archangel Raphael helps you to do is to really be able to take that first step in order to really be able to do those things that you're meant to do and then be able to take the next steps as they come. But it's also about trusting and believing that you can do it, that you're meant to do this work and you are capable of doing it. Then as you take that step, more and more is revealed to you and more support and your gifts expand and all of these different things line up and fall into place as you trust and as you have faith that what the divine is showing you is what it is that you're meant to do. So you know, just like, you know, my own fears and doubts that I've had, and, you know, recently because of this new radio program that I'm doing came in as well, yes, I did have some of those fears come back. And that's, you know, human nature. It comes when we are asked to do new things. So it's about tuning in and, you know, asking the angels to remind you of your power, remind you of those times when you were able to face those fears and jump in and go out of your comfort zone to be able to do those things that you're meant to do so that you can help others in the way that you're meant to. So, you know, if you have those fears coming in, if you have those doubts coming in, to work with Archangel Raphael, and he's going to show you how it is that you need to really see who you truly are, how to change that story so that you can take those first steps in being able to serve and be able to give. Because, yes, sometimes giving is not easy, especially when you're not used to serving in you know, different ways. And so I want to encourage you to do this work with him, and he'll show you just how powerful you are, show you just how amazing you are. So before we do go, before I end my show, I do have Archangel Raphael as well as Archangel Gabriel stepping forward for us to do a meditation. So if you are able to, you know, if you can find a space where you could sit comfortably. So if you can sit comfortably, close your eyes and take a few deep breaths. So in through your nose and out through your mouth. You can do that a few times to really feel centered and feel at peace. Then I want to encourage you to put your hands on your heart. As we do this, your mind goes to your heart space. And once you're in your heart space, to create an atmosphere that is very calming for you. So placing some elements in nature. That make you feel at peace. Make you feel calm. Whether it's some a body of water, any animals or plants that you love, whether it's a sunset or a sunrise or a nice sunny day, a clear day, then anything else that makes you really feel as if you're at peace, makes you feel at home. And then what we're going to do is we're going to imagine a door. Whether you can see a door in your space, or if you can just place the words into your heart space of a door. And then we're going to open this door. Because through this door, we're going to invite our angels and guides in. So I want you to ask for your angels and guides to step into your space. Ask them to join you. And there's no special way that you need to ask them. So in whatever way that resonates with you, to have them join your space. And as your angels and guides take their place around you, you're going to create this big circle around you. And then the archangels are going to step forward, Archangel Raphael and Archangel Gabriel. You also do have Archangel Michael stepping forward as well to join you in your space, your heart space. And what they're going to do is they're going to be circling you. So right outside of your body, or right outside of your energy, is going to be the archangels. And then right outside of them will be your angels and guides. And there, your other angels and guides are there to support your energy and to help raise your vibration as you are in this space. Now, Archangel Raphael, Archangel Gabriel, and Archangel Michael are going to send you their energy that is going to swirl around you. So right outside of your body, it's going to be swirling around you. If you can kind of imagine a tornado, and you're in the center of this tornado, and this wall that is swirling around you, other energy is going to help you to expand your heart chakra. And to then expand your throat chakra. So as this energy moves through from the archangels, it's going to expand this energy, your heart chakra energy, this green energy, into your heart space. Then you'll see your throat chakra expanding as well outside of your body and filling your heart space. Mm-hmm. I want you to take a few deep breaths. Feel into the energy that the archangels are bringing. As well as the messages that come in from each of the archangels. And as the swirling energy around you from the archangels, as they work through your heart chakra and your throat chakra energy, it's going to pull out all of the old stuck energy that you have within. And Archangel Gabriel's energy is going to take this old energy and is going to go up above your head into this cloud, this violet cloud that's above you. And it's going to take this old energy and going to transmute it into this divine love and light that comes back down as these droplets of rain that, you know, sparkle and are white and new. And as it comes down, it's going to fill those areas where you had your old energy. And it's going to fill your heart chakra as well as your throat chakra. So I want you to take a few deep breaths. Breathe into that divine love and light energy that comes down. And as it showers down on you, just notice what it is that you see, what it is that you feel, what it is that you know, and the messages that they bring to you. So I want you to take notice of that. And this, the messages that they bring is about who you truly are. The messages they bring is about what you are capable of doing. And just how amazing you are. So I want you to take notice of those. And take a few deep breaths in through your nose and out through your mouth. And as we breathe out through your mouth, we're going to release any other stuck energy that may be within, that's within your body. And we're just going to blow it all out, so that you can really be renewed with this new energy that's meant for you, that's meant to flow. With all the lessons that you're meant to learn and what it is that you're meant to see. So now the archangels are going to help you to contract your heart and your throat chakras back into your body so that it realigns with your other chakras. You're going to take a few deep breaths. And now the archangels are going to help you to ground your energy. So from your root chakra, there's going to be this bright white light of energy that goes all the way down through your feet and down to the center of the earth. And from the center of the earth, there's going to be strands of blue energy as well as green energy that comes back up. And it's going to intertwine at your feet and go all the way up your body. And it's going to then go through your crown chakra. And it's going to fill your body. This light, this intertwined light of green and blue is going to fill your body. So from your head down to your shoulders and your arms, and down all the way down your body, down your to your legs and your feet. And then it's going to go back into the ground. So this energy that's grounding is going to go back into the ground. And now Archangel Michael is going to step forward, and he's going to encircle you in this big bubble of energy that he has. So what you're going, what he's going to do is have you in this big bubble of energy. And this bubble is there to protect your energy. And to help you to integrate the energies that you felt from the angels today, the archangels and your angels, the energy that they supported you with. And it's going to fill in this bubble that you're in. So as you do this work this week on healing, as you do the work on communicating in different ways on your truth, this energy that they bring is going to help you through that. It's going to help you to do that healing work, to be able to see those things that you're meant to see. So when you are ready, you can bring back awareness into your body, and then you can open up your eyes. So welcome back. And we are at the end of the show, but I want to, you know, thank everyone for joining me today. I hope that this meditation, which you can do over again, has helped you to really be able to understand that these fears and doubts and worries that come in are not who you truly are, but they're there so that you can heal them and let them go so that you can do those things that you were meant to do, that you're being called to do, and to also be able to achieve those things that you want to manifest into your life. And so, you know, I encourage you to do this work this week as you are being called, as you feel. If, you know, there's any frustrations or angers that come in, to, you know, recognize that first and then tune in with the angels and see what it is that they want to show you. And so, as always, I'm sending you lots of love and light. If you would like to get a hold of me, you can go to psychictalk.net/Catherine, or you can also, if you didn't get a chance to call in and you would like to get a chance to speak with me, you can also go to facebook.com/compassionatelighthealing, and there you'll be able to see all the shows that I have. I have a show on Mondays I'm doing right now, but I also do have a Thursday evening show, as well as a Saturday in the afternoon as well. So there's many different ways you can connect with me. So I want to thank everyone for joining me today through the meditation, through the topic. If you called in, thank you so much. And sending you all lots of love and light. So I will talk to you all next week as we continue the series on the heart of service. So I will speak to all of you very, very soon. So bye-bye for now.